This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We're in a deregulatory cycle in this economy right now. The Trump administration has made it a point to get rid of a lot of the rules and standards governing how businesses do business. But in the North Woods of Minnesota, there is a company bucking that trend and its own industry by fighting for a strict new environmental rule. Lampa Manufacturing makes a wood heater that was the first to pass a tough federal regulation that is scheduled to go into effect next year. And as Dan Crocker from Minnesota Public Radio reports, the company is banking on the EPA to keep that rule in place.
Inside a cramped 85-year-old converted dairy creamery in the tiny town of Tower, workers are welding together a wood-burning furnace, certified by the EPA as the cleanest one on the market. It's called the Kuma Vaporfire 100, and it was designed by this guy.
My name is Daryl Herbert Lampa. My dad and I built this company up from scratch.
Lampa is 70, a fast-talking, wood-burning evangelist. He says the company's roots actually go back to his grandfather, who built stoves for saunas for Finnish settlers during the Depression.
And everybody in that area, they wanted a Richard Lampa sauna stove because my grandpa was the head welder at the shipyards in Duluth when they were first welding down there.
Lampa's grandfather taught Lampa's father how to make stoves, who in turn taught him. Then, after a scare one winter when his chimney caught on fire, Lampa and his dad decided to try and design a wood furnace. It's like a wood stove, only big enough to heat an entire home. They reasoned if they could build one that burned super efficiently, they'd be able to eliminate creosote, the highly flammable residue that can build up inside chimneys.
And my dad was right. If you burn wood with no smoke, you get rid of the creosote and you more or less get rid of the pollution. And what's better than that?
In the late 70s, the Lampas began producing wood furnaces in addition to sauna stoves. Their timing was perfect. After the oil embargo earlier that decade, Americans by the millions began heating with wood. John Ackerley, president of the nonprofit Alliance for Green Heat, says at first there were no environmental rules.
That has left the country with the legacy of these very basic smoky boxes. And we're still living with that legacy. The majority of wood stoves are old ones that are not regulated.
And the pollution they emit can cause serious health problems. In 1989, the EPA placed emission standards on smaller wood stoves, but it ignored wood boilers and furnaces until 2015. Next spring, those regulations are scheduled to get a lot stricter. New furnaces will have to emit 84% less particulate matter than they do now. So far, only two companies have met that standard, Lampa and a Missouri company called HYC. The industry overall has fought the new rules. They argue they're too strict and the deadline is too soon. John Crouch with the Hearth, Patio, and Barbecue Association, which represents many wood heater manufacturers, agrees there needs to be a uniform federal rule.
But it does need to be well thought out and attainable.
The Trump administration is considering whether to relax the standard and has proposed allowing retailers to sell less efficient furnaces for two more years. But several states, including Minnesota, want the new rules to go into effect. So does Lampa. He says he spent years and a lot of money perfecting the design on his furnace, which sells for $5,700, thousands of dollars more than some of his competitors.
And we figured someday that we could get this thing really going if we got something nobody else has and help the community.
Today, about 25,000 wood-burning furnaces are sold every year in the U.S. Lampa says gaining even a 10% share of the market would mean big growth for his company. To prepare, he plans to move into a new and bigger manufacturing facility next month. In Tower, Minnesota, I'm Dan Crocker for Marketplace.